This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 26th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are clear with a gentle breeze, making for pleasant conditions outside. In Haifa, temperatures are mild, welcoming those enjoying the evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu orders the IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully after Hezbollah ceasefire violations, reports Ynet from earlier today. Also, Israel has urged the U.S. to pressure Lebanon into acting against Hezbollah, warning of a potential ceasefire collapse. This comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, a fragile truce in northern Israel faces further tests following rocket fire from Hezbollah, I-24 News reported earlier today. Separately, in Tel Aviv, the depths of its bus station offer a refuge for foreign workers during the Iran conflict, as reported by JTA in earlier coverage. And finally, a look into the lives of those finding shelter in the often maligned building during the ongoing conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Monica Marks, an analyst, posted just minutes ago questioning past voting choices among her left-leaning friends, emphasizing the importance of all human lives, including Palestinians. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared that U.S. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon recounted narrowly escaping a chaotic incident involving Secret Service agents. Yael BT, a social media user, simply expressed relief with a brief comment. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has instructed the IDF to respond with force after Hezbollah breached the ceasefire. This follows rocket attacks on the Galilee Panhandle. The heightened tensions could escalate further, affecting regional stability. Turning to diplomatic efforts, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Israel has asked the U.S. to push Lebanon to restrain Hezbollah. The main challenge remains Hezbollah and its political ally, Nabi Berri. If unresolved, the ceasefire risks crumbling, potentially leading to wider conflict. Meanwhile, the fragile truce in northern Israel is under strain, as reported by I-24 News. Continued rocket fire from Hezbollah exacerbates the situation. This instability threatens the delicate balance in the region, raising concerns for both Israeli and Lebanese civilians. In Tel Aviv, JTA highlights a makeshift refuge at the central bus station for foreign workers. During the ongoing Iran conflict, many have found shelter there. This situation underscores the growing reliance on migrant labor, even amid war. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Copperhelm, a Tel Aviv-based startup, has launched an AI-driven cloud security platform, securing $7 million in seed funding led by TLV partners. Separately, Israel Hayom Business brings good news for the elderly. A property tax law amendment now offers clearer guidelines for senior residents involved in urban renewal projects. And finally, CTEC reports on a court ruling under scrutiny after inaccuracies were found in AI-linked legal citations. This raises questions about AI's role in legal documentation within Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.